Friday. Today is October the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off looking in the backyard and garden, primarily at insects that try and get in the house, some of those backyard invaders that come in after we have a cold snap and move into the winter months. We're also going to talk a little bit about pumpkins as we draw closer to Halloween. We'll have all the details on those and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning to talk about some different insect pests, some that are in particularly home invaders. Box elder bugs, the first on the list, as a lot of folks have seen those around. A black bug with orange markings is the easiest way, and it's bright orange, so easy to distinguish. But they've been a long time the poster child, if you will, for those insects that like to invade the homes. Those and some of the multicolored Asian lady beetles, or the ladybugs. Box elder bugs range in size from a half to 3/4 inches long. They are sort of narrow or oval shaped with a flattened back, dark gray or dark brownish black. The bugs have three highly visible orangish red stripes running lengthwise immediately behind their head. Now, they are actually seed feeders. They're named because of the strong association with the box elder trees, but only on the female trees, which means individual trees either produce male or female flowers, but not both. And research has shown the box elder bugs will only gather in large numbers on the female box elder trees. Now, adults and nymphs will commonly use their piercing, sucking mouthparts to draw juice out of the seeds of other trees as well. They've also been observed feeding on alder, apple, buckeye, cactus, geranium, grape, honeysuckle, lilac, linden, oak, peach, plum, spirea, even strawberries and tulips. Now, at this time of year, only the last instar nymphs have a chance to make it to adulthood and survive the winter, so that's why they try and get an energy boost quick from the food, and then they will attack and suck the life out of the earliest instar nymphs. Box elder bug aggregations will often occur on tree trunks during cold snaps in the early fall, like we had last week, and they collect on the west side of the trunks to maximize the exposure warming by the sun. However, those cold snaps followed by a warm spell mean those adult will use their wings to fly in different places and find overwintering sites. Basically, that's where we are now. We had that cold snap last week. Now we've been a little warm, which means they're trying to migrate to get into your homes. Now, box elder bugs are joined by other home invaders, including the western conifer seed bug, also the magnolia seed bugs. These are called leaf-footed bugs, with the name coming from sort of a leaf-like structure that you find on your feet. More notorious fall home invaders would include the multicolored Asian lady beetles, as we said, the brown marmorated stink bugs. Both of these non-natives, though, have a deserved reputation of invading homes in huge numbers. Although they've been somewhat quiet recently, there's no predicting really how heavy they may or may not be this year. On a side note, predatory behaviors of multicolored Asian lady beetles has helped them redeem their reputation, if you will. Adults, as well as the larvae, which almost look like little alligators, are commonly observed consuming aphids and other plant-sucking insects. Stink bugs, on the other hand, remain to be the villains. Outdoor, they damage fruit trees and vegetables. Indoors, they'll buzz around and be an annoyance.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk a little bit about pumpkins. And while you carve out that Halloween pumpkin, you can also amaze your friends with your pumpkin knowledge. Gary Crawford shares some interesting facts.
If you go online, as I just did, looking for songs about pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, you enter a vast wasteland. About the best that I could dig up was this.
Jack-o'-lantern, jack-o'-lantern, shining bright, perched on the porch on Halloween night.
Oh, note the lush and large musical arrangement. Drive you crazy. So, my search for pumpkin songs, a total bust. However, if you instead are looking for some facts and figures about pumpkins, there is a place that is chock full of information. It's a special webpage produced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.
We update it every year for fall. The vast majority of pumpkins are produced for the fall holidays.
That's Greg Astle, research economist in charge of that webpage, and we'll tell you the easiest way to get to it in a moment. First, Greg, why a webpage devoted to pumpkins?
Pumpkins are a very popular fall crop. They comprise a large amount of agricultural production, and everybody's excited about pumpkins in the fall.
So to test our knowledge about pumpkins, it's quiz time. Thank you. Yes, I'll ask the questions, and we'll let both of our listeners have a chance to answer. And then, Greg, you will supposedly have the answers to give us, right?
Okay,
here we go. Question number one. Approximately how many pounds of pumpkins are grown in this country every year? Multiple choice question. Is it 1 million, 500,000, 1 billion, or 2 billion pounds? No fair peeking at the web page. Is it 1 million pounds of pumpkins, 500,000, 1 billion, or 2 billion pounds? Greg, the answer, please.
In the United States, we produce about 2 billion pounds of pumpkins a year.
Very good. Next question. What state's the biggest producer of pumpkins in this country? That ought to be easy. You only have 50 possible choices to choose from there. Well, Greg, what's the answer? Biggest pumpkin production state?
Illinois is the top state by weight, acreage, and yield.
Yes, Illinois does grow well over a quarter of all the pumpkins produced in this country.
But those pumpkins are predominantly for the processing market. They're going to food. Other top states like California, Indiana, and Texas are predominantly growing for the decorative market.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about pumpkins, amaze your friends with facts and figures, easiest way to find the webpage, just go online, search USDA pumpkin page. USDA pumpkin page. This is Not that thing again. I gotta go. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Please make it stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.